Hey, this is the 1 Minute Marketer. I'm Mark Mathis, Creative Director at Amperage Marketing and Fundraising. And I was just thinking about Twitch. Not twitching, but Twitch. Twitch, which is a video platform, it's a channel, as we used to call it in the old country, that broadcasts live gamers playing video games. The Amazon-owned channel also controls more than 90% of video game streaming. According to estimates, the channel serves 2 million viewers at any time of the day. Here are some of the most popularly watched video games on Twitch. Grand Theft Auto has 170 million views. Call of Duty has 84 million views. And Minecraft has 72 million views. In this fractured world of TV, niche channels are developing content and delivering large audiences on a consistent basis. While some scoff at the concept, the channel is building huge numbers. In June of 2021, 237,000 people watched someone play Grand Theft Auto on Twitch. It's another of the many channels to stardom and riches that have people buzzing on chat lines. The best advice I read said, think of it like you're taping a talk show and you're the host. It's Reddit editor Neon Nezagul said, watching someone play video games is just like a live sporting event on TV. You like the sport, you support the team or the player, and the host is extremely important. It seems that the real value comes from, one, learning something about the game as you watch others play, and two, the community that is built around it. Twitch allows people to comment alongside of the game. The streamer's personality, just like on TV shows, seems to drive connections and make the gameplay entertaining. And like-minded gamers can connect in the chat room while watching their favorite game and gamers stream live. The channel, besides offering reality TV quality entertainment and camaraderie, also offers some key benefits that will allow Twitch to be relevant in the future. It is a great way to sample a video game prior to purchase. Sometimes there's a studio audience, and sometimes you're shooting something the audience will watch later. While this is absolutely true, that's also part of what makes streaming without a significant audience so hard in the first place. It's a solitary practice where you must pretend someone is listening and no idea how long it might be before someone shows up or if they ever will show up. It's kind of like this podcast. You may not even know you are already buying video game broadcasts. YouTube also has a large live stream gamer audience as well as channel audience Mixer. There's so much more to gaming. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress. That is the 1 Minute Marketer. My special thanks to audio engineer Bill Klaproth. If you like this marketing thinking and strategy, reach out to us at amperagemarketing.com. We will move your needle.